Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3. It's the Friday ride home, and as it's hitting 4:30 on your clock, you know what that means. It's time to take a look outdoors. Thanks to our friends at Nanticoke Outfitters, it's the Outdoors Outlook. We do it every Friday at this time here on the ride home. And if you are looking to get out and hunt some duck, you can book your guided duck hunting session with Nanticoke Outfitters today at nanticokeoutfitters.com. Captain Dave Fletcher stops by every Friday to give us the lowdown on what you'll find if you are heading outdoors this weekend. So, Dave, I know we kind of were surprised last week to talk about the fact that fishing is still in play. Is it still that way?
It is. I tell you, it really is. And I'm actually going to mention a couple of outfitters that are doing a great job for their clients. Because right now, flounder, as big as 10 pounds, are being caught out in the ocean. And they're the beautiful flounder we refer to as doormats. But I'll tell you, the angler in Ocean City is putting his anglers on these flounder consistently. The rockfish bite in Delaware Bay and Ocean City is still going strong. But right here in the Tangier Sound, which is my backyard, Captain C.L. Marshall of Tangier Sound Charters is doing a great job keeping his customers right on top of those rockfish.
And has it been kind of the warmer and the maybe even the wet weather that's been keeping the fishing going?
Yeah, it is. It really is. You know, this weather and with the weather being the way it is, it has our water temps staying a little warmer than normal, and that's making the fishing pretty good. And just like I had said last week, if my boat wasn't winterized and I wasn't guiding duck hunts every day, I would be fishing.
Sounds good.
You should get out there if you guys can.
Well, I know a lot of folks, as you mentioned a couple minutes ago, maybe have some new toys that Santa brought them over the holiday weekend. How are the hunting grounds?
That's right. So let's talk about what you could do with that new Boom Boom stick. I tell you what. The second rut is over. The big bucks are now focused on finding food. So if you get a chance to get out this weekend, make sure you're hunting over a food source to increase your chances. Get your minerals out for your deer herd to recover. I talked about this the last 2 weeks. I also just posted a YouTube video on Christmas Eve talking about the importance of vitamins and minerals. So make sure you check out my YouTube channel for more information on that. But I also shared some of our secrets that we use to improve the quality of our deer herds.
And that's pretty cool that you openly do that out on your YouTube channel.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's important that we share that information. You know, we're fortunate enough to have this opportunity to be out there every day and to try things. Let us go through that process and fail and find what really works, and then we'll share it. And that way it's better for everyone. I think that's important for hunters across the board. But let's talk waterfowl for a moment. Large groups of geese are in the area. They've been here, and I think that we've pretty much got the most of the residential birds here. We've got a few migrators coming in. The sea ducks are plentiful. Lots of scoters in the Taylor's Island area and longtails in the Tangier Sound area. Puddle ducks are getting a little stale. And what that means, Gary, is that they've been here for a while, and we don't have new ducks showing up from the migration, and that's because we just don't have the cold weather up north to help new ducks arrive. Now, the divers are slowly showing up. We were out this morning on the Honga, and we've got some redheads there. We've got some redheads in the Tar Bay area. So good time to get out and start thinking about the divers. We all know the diver hunters, we love the month of January, and they're starting to arrive as planned. Now, here's some reminders for the season. Delaware, your duck season still runs through until January 31st. Your brant season has started. Maryland, brant season just started yesterday. Now, I will share with you in doing some scouting, not many numbers in the Assateague Island area, but there are some good numbers down towards Chincoteague. Now, let's talk a little bit more about the Maryland season. Muzzleloader ends tomorrow. Rifle then comes back in for 3 days, January 5th through the 7th. And, of course, our waterfowl season runs through to the end of January, just like Delaware season. Also, start making plans for the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, which takes place February 3rd through the 11th. And be sure to stop by our booth in the Outfitters Hall, booth 5711. Special giveaways while we're there. Well, Gary, as always, please remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living the good life that we are blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.